And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 24th of August, 2025. August 24th is William Wilberforce Day. William Wilberforce was one of the best-known British abolitionists. He was a parliamentarian, writer, and social reformer. Wilberforce campaigned for health care, educational and prison reform, and legislation to prohibit the worst forms of child labor. However, his greatest political efforts concerned the abolition of the slave trade and slavery. In 1789, he presented his abolitionist bill before the House of Commons for the first time. In a moving speech, he recited the horrific facts of slavery for 3 hours and ended with the words, "Having heard all of this, you may choose to look the other way, but you can never again say that you did not know." Despite Wilberforce's efforts, the bill did not pass. Year after year, he reintroduced anti-slavery motions, but to no avail. Finally, in 1807, the abolition bill was passed with 283 votes to 16, making the slave trade illegal on all British ships. It was an emotional day in Parliament, and Wilberforce, having campaigned so strenuously, broke down and cried. However, despite this victory, slavery itself remained intact, and Wilberforce soon turned his attention to the emancipation of slaves in the British colonies. In 1823, he published the influential pamphlet Appeal on Behalf of the Negro Slaves. It led to the formation of the Anti-Slavery Society, which headed the emancipation campaign. The Emancipation Bill slowly gathered support and was approved on the 26th of July, 1833. On that day, slavery was abolished throughout the British Empire. Even as the slavery issue dominated his personal and political life, Wilberforce found time to champion the cause of animal protection from the moment it first surfaced. He was a founding member of the RSPCA, the Royal Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. Wilberforce was present for and involved with every parliamentary debate on cruelty issues, from the first failed proposal by Sir William Pulteney in 1800 to the watershed breakthrough of Martin's Act in 1822. Wilberforce remained faithful to the cause against objections that the subject of cruelty to animals was not suited to the dignity of a legislature. He said, quote, "If to be feelingly alive to the sufferings of my fellow creatures is to be a fanatic, I am one of the most incurable fanatics ever permitted to be at large." It's the birthday of Antoine Getchell, born on this day in 1958. Antoine Getchell is a Swiss lawyer who focuses on animal rights law. Getchell became interested in animal rights at age 23 after an accident left him temporarily unable to speak. This experience caused him to reflect on animal suffering. He lobbied on behalf of the 2003 law, which led to animals being treated as sentient beings rather than property in Swiss law. In February 2010, he argued on behalf of a pike who was caught by an angler. He made the case that the amount of time the angler had spent fighting the fish caused the fish to suffer excessively. He is also prosecuted on behalf of fish who were used in a game show episode in which contestants attempted to catch the fish by hand, arguing that the contestants did not treat the fish with the dignity they deserved. And here is the beginning of a speech William Wilberforce gave to Parliament in 1789. "When I consider the magnitude of the subject which I am to bring before the House, a subject in which the interests, not of this country nor of Europe alone, but of the whole world and of posterity are involved, and when I think at the same time on the weakness of the advocate who has undertaken this great cause, when these reflections press upon my mind, it is impossible for me not to feel both terrified and concerned at my own inadequacy to such a task. But when I reflect, however, on the encouragement which I have had through the whole course of a long and laborious examination of this question, and how conviction has increased within my own mind in proportion as I have advanced in my labors, when I reflect especially that however averse any person may now be, yet we shall all be of one opinion in the end, when I turn myself to these thoughts, I take courage. I determine to forget all my other fears, and I march forward with a firmer step in the full assurance that my cause will bear me out, and that I shall be able to justify upon the clearest principles every resolution in my hand, the avowed end of which is the total abolition of enslavement. From Abolition Speech by William Wilberforce. This has been the Vegan's Almanac, with reminder that if caring about the suffering of fellow creatures makes you a fanatic, be the most incurable fanatic ever.